We kind of took samples, so we stood at the different places where they were scrutinising the votes, and we counted 100 or 200 votes, saw where they were going. Again, eliminating the lower place candidates who will eventually be eliminated, and passing those votes on to where they will end up. And they either end up with candidates, they either end up dead where they're non-transferable, or they end up with candidates who will be in the race at the time that the seats are decided, and that's Pat the Cope Gallagher, that's Charlie McConnellogue, Thomas Pringle, and Joe McHugh.
Mm.
And when you do it on that basis, I said, yeah, it's looking like between 2-1 and 3-1 that the transfer will favour Thomas Pringle over Pat the Cope Gallagher. And that would push, as said Thomas, back into contention when both those surpluses are distributed. And as I said, at that stage, all candidates will be above the 0.6. And then you start counting. That's when it will become serious. I think it'll be extremely close. Again, when eventually Martin Harley is eliminated, Joe McHugh, I think, will move ahead and be in a position where he's unassailable by the final two candidates.
Yeah.
Similarly, with Charlie McConnellogue, I think when you distribute the votes of the Inishowen-based candidates who will be eliminated, Casey and the Green candidate, Michael White,
yeah.
I said you're going to get to a situation where, again, I would think that Charlie McConnellogue has passed the 10,000 mark and therefore is basically unassailable.
But you know, to add to that,